Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. So we are journeying toward December 8th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, where we will renew our consecration to Jesus through Mary. So thank you for joining us, because in these 33 days, from November 5th through December 8th, we are preparing for our consecration by this rosary meditation each day. Now, our soul, meaning our mind and emotions, need beauty or it starves to death. And nature is a great way to feed the soul with the beauty it needs. God made the natural world for us to be our home, to be our source of material and physical sustenance. But nature is also one of the great ways of refreshing our soul, of renewing our joy and our energy and our happiness. How can this be? How can looking at trees or sunsets or oceans make us happy? How can looking at lifeless things enhance our own life? The answer is that these lifeless, unintelligent things express the life and the mind of God the Creator. And the truth that we see in these beautiful symbols of His goodness produces three great effects on our soul: humility, magnanimity, and peace. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The first good effect that nature produces on the soul is humility. We all get so focused on the little spheres of our lives. We get so myopic on the issues we're dealing with in our own families or our jobs or our social networks. And we lose perspective so easily and so quickly that we can tend to blow everything out of proportion. We turn molehills into mountains, and we can't see the forest for the trees. Well, one of the best remedies for this tendency to lose perspective, to lose the big picture, is to go back into nature. The antidote for turning molehills into mountains is to go to an actual mountain. The antidote for not being able to see the forest for the trees is to go walk in an actual forest with trees. Why? Because the bigness of the natural world, the sheer size and the grandeur of nature, makes you remember how big the world is and how small your own problems and ambitions really are. We have a tendency to reduce the whole world to our own petty concerns. And when you go back to nature, you remember that everything you've been freaking out about isn't actually that big a deal. There's a lot more to life, a lot more to God's world than the small zone of our worry. In other words, nature offers you the gift of humility, which is the gift of not making such a big deal of yourself and your concerns. And that pleasure, the pleasure of being humble, well, that is a wonderful pleasure. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Nature does a great job of making us feel small, but it also does a great job of making us feel great. In other words, nature inspires us to magnanimity, the virtue where we resolve to do really great things for God and for the world. really great things with our lives. In the words of the great Catholic philosopher Jacques Maritain, nature stirs up within us our heroic potential. Nature leaves us in awe and prompts us to take up the same challenge to become great, because God made you to be something great. But how can this be? How can the same thing, a mountain, the ocean, a sunset, how can the same thing make us feel small and also make us resolve to be great? Because nature, for all its greatness and all its beauty, reminds us that we are even greater than it. Nature has been made magnificent by God. Nature has been made glorious by God. But the human person, and by this I mean you, have been made even more magnificently by God. And we have been destined for even greater glory with God. Because we have the light of intelligence and the fire of love and the sudden, swift impulse of creativity. So we are more like God than the sun itself. We have a vastness that exceeds the ocean. We have a stranger beauty than the most strange and lovely thing in the world. When we see nature, its greatness should remind us of our greatness. And we stand straighter, and we remember that we are not the slaves of money, or peer pressure, or status, or economic or political forces. We remember that our weaknesses, and our vices, and our sins are not the sum and substance of what we are. We remember what we are and who we are. We are free sons and daughters of God. And when we see nature and remember our own greatness, we resolve not to be timid and lazy and discouraged and thoughtless. We resolve that we will live better, that we will continue to be the glory of God, which is man fully alive. When we behold nature, we are more likely to say, "Yes, that's right. Thank you, God. I will try to live more nobly and more truly, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
And nature fosters in our soul trust. When our Lord told us to consider nature, it was in order that we might not worry. He said to consider the lilies of the field, to see how beautiful they were and how well taken care of. And he reminded us that the same God who takes care of them takes care of us. He said to consider the sparrows, to see how well they were fed. And he reminded us that the same God who takes care of them takes care of us. The psalmist often remarked how perfectly God takes care of the natural world, how he gives every creature its food in due season. And when Job was confused and suffering and wondering what on earth was going on in his life, God responded by showing him how the whole of nature had been organized and provided for by him. And will God plan out the entire universe, every aspect of the natural world, and then somehow forget to care for you? Well, that's ridiculous. And nature doesn't depend on you. It depends on God. That's what makes it so good, so beautiful. Because the truth is, you don't depend on you. You depend on God. And your life pattern, whether you can see it now or not, is a beautiful pattern that enriches the story of creation. So look at nature. Look at the moon and the stars and the leaves changing and the snow falling and the sun rising and the sun setting, and know that the same God who supervises all of it is also taking care of you. So be at peace. There's no need to worry. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
You will not receive these spiritual benefits from nature, humility, magnanimity, peace, unless you're willing to get out of your house, actually, to get off your screen and out of your house and into nature. So go for a walk. Just walk out of your house and walk through your neighborhood. Or if you have a nice backyard, or if there's a public garden nearby, take a seat and have a long, slow, warm drink. Or drive somewhere where there's natural beauty and leave your phone in the car. Go to a beach, go to a lake, go for a hike in the woods. And most importantly, when you are in these places of natural beauty, pray. Think of God, talk with Him, and listen to Him in the natural silence. And then you will experience these benefits of humility, magnanimity, and peace. And most of all, pray for the strength and the will to fulfill your design as wonderfully as these beauties of nature fulfill theirs. And the God who made them and you will make it happen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, be for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, I know you have some convictions about nature that I wanna hear about, but I want to thank everyone for praying with us. There are more than 80,000 people in 148 countries praying with us on a daily basis. But the podcast is not all we do. We train spiritual mentors. We offer retreats and pilgrimages. We care for Catholic families in the Holy Land and many other things. But none of it can happen without people who are generous to support us, because everything that we do is provided for by benefactors, by financial support. We don't generate any revenue. We don't sell anything. So we rely on the people that are taking part in this Rosary podcast. So I want to invite you. We have 859 people who are monthly givers. They support us with a small monthly donation. You could be 860. And it's really easy. Right within this episode, under the transcript, you can just click on donate, and a small monthly gift goes a long way. So go on mission with us to help us reach people all over the world and to lead them to Jesus through Mary. So Teresa, I love to climb to the top of a mountain so that I can remember who God is, who I am, and what heaven will be like. But what are your thoughts about this meditation on nature and beauty?
Well, I think it's an interesting deficit that I didn't realize we had, in the sense that we're never surrounded by nature in the suburbs, and all the nature we're surrounded with is fake. Or at least it's not natural. It's, if there's a tree in the suburbs, we put it there. And it's not native fauna. But what it gives us the impression of when we're locked in our houses or our suburbs or always on our phone is that we're surrounded entirely by man-made things.
Yes.
So it gives us the impression that this world is man-made.
Oh, this is such a good point, Teresa. This is such a good point. This is the trap that it causes us to forget God.
Yeah.
And once we forget God, then we forget that we were made to be like God.
It's not a conscious thing. It's just a feeling. It's not like anyone looks around every day and they're like, I made all of this. I made me. But it does give you the feeling that we are holding ourselves in existence. And I think that's a good deal of why existentialism is such a big issue right now.
What do you mean by existentialism? That's a hard word to say.
Existentialism.
What do you mean by it?
I think if you go back to most cultures that were just living off the land.
Yeah.
I don't think they really had a lot of thoughts about whether or not they existed. They just existed. They hunted every day. They lived in nature. The world existed, and that was enough. They didn't have to question that. But the more we've separated ourselves from what's entirely natural, the more we have to ask ourselves if we're natural, why we're here, if we're even here. Because existentialism isn't even, why do I exist? It's, do I exist? Which is such a crazy question to ask. It's so ungrounded. We're very untethered.
And that's why it's so important to step back into God's created world as it is.
Yeah.
But this is what brings me to the bane of my existence, in my opinion. This is just my opinion, so feel free to be very angry with me. I hate parks. Not like national parks. Fantastic, beautiful. I love Yellowstone. It's such an incredible experience to wander around there, because no matter how much tourism there is, you can still get to a point in Yellowstone where you feel alone with nature.
Yeah, and that's where you get eaten by a bear.
That's where you get eaten by the beautiful nature of a bear. And nothing will make you feel smaller than facing down a grizzly bear. Did you know, in all of recorded history, I think there's only 3 people that have ever killed a bear with their bare hands?
That's for another podcast.
Fun fact. So maybe it could make you feel very big. You could be the 4th person. Don't go hunting bears with your bare hands, though. They're not for bears. But I don't like, in the suburbs, it's so hard to find natural beauty, because even when people say, oh, we're going to go to a park, they mean we're going to go to essentially a bigger lawn instead of my front lawn that's just plain flat grass. We're going to go to a slightly bigger patch of flat, non-native fauna that's very, it's so... I think the beauty of nature is the chaos of it, in the sense of it's so disordered, but in a beautiful, beautiful
way. Wild.
It's wild. It's overgrowing. It fights back. Yeah. It fills. And it's,
we haven't tamed it.
Yeah, we haven't tamed it. It is God's creation. But most of the parks around here, you walk in and it's like, oh, there's one tastefully planted tree that's not native.
Yeah.
And between that beautiful one tree and then that big patch of just lawn, it's just a big open field of nothing.
Yeah.
There's one nice sidewalk that's perfectly kept so that we don't dare get our shoes dirty. Yeah. And then a big metal structure in the middle for kids to play on. And I'm like, I miss the days as a kid back in Lawrence. We would just go in our backyard and there's this kind of like a patch of woods behind our house and we'd go play back there. And if we were really, really lucky, there would be a construction site nearby and they'd have a big pile of dirt or a big pile of rocks, and there was nothing better.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Side note, there was always a pile of dirt.
It wasn't always dirt.
And there was also a pile of old manure.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't tell you the difference.
Yeah, sometimes we just came home smelling worse.
True story. But this point,
parks are this contained nature, which is so sad. It's like seeing a lion in a zoo, you know, when it looks lifeless and its purpose has been taken from it and it can't hunt and it's just staring at you with its big sad eyes, chewing on essentially like a dog's chew toy.
Yeah.
And you're like, is this really looking at the glory of a lion?
Yeah. The danger is that, just what you said, it gives us the impression that we made it,
mm-hmm.
we tamed it, everything depends on us.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the danger. It leads us, everything man-made leads us to the conclusion that everything depends on us.
Yeah.
And if everything depends on me, that's totally overwhelming. And that leads to neurosis, anxiety, fear, anger, hatred, because everything depends on me. This is why I love every year when we go to Colorado and we hike crazy hikes, because it's big and it's wild and it's a little bit dangerous. It's a little out of control, because it reminds me that I'm not in control.
Yeah. And at the very least, when it comes to going into nature, a mountain is the best case scenario, because humans cannot tame that. As we might, we cannot tame the mountains.
No. And it's why the ocean is so alluring. No one, the power of the ocean.
The ocean just terrifies me.
Exactly. That's good.
There's too much.
The ocean is terrifying. That's good. It's good. A mountaintop is terrifying.
Yeah.
That's good.
But this reminds me of a a Bible study we did back in high school about, how is it worded? It's not about awe, being in awe of God, but fear of God.
Fear of God. Yeah, the one of the gifts of the Spirit to have fear of God. Yeah, fear of God doesn't mean I'm afraid he's going to punish me. Fear means...
It's not like the fear of like an abusive father.
Right.
Where you do everything out of fear, never out of love, and you're worried about consequences. I think at one point you stated it, it's like fear of lightning and thunder. Like this awestruck beauty. You know it's intense and great and terrifying, but it's also beautiful.
Yeah, the true sense of the word awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're in the presence of something that's awesome, it's exhilarating.
Like a bear.
So I agree with you 100%. I'm not angry. I completely agree that the danger of suburbs, the wicked danger of screens is that it gives us the impression that it's all man-made. Therefore, everything depends on me, and that's overwhelming. Okay, that's bad. However, if you will go outside, slow down, observe. So, because it's the days are growing so short right now, and we haven't had daylight savings. As I walk to Mass early in the morning, it's been really cold because there have been no cloud cover at night. Early in the morning, still dark, I go out, I look up, and it's a very clear sky. It's dark, big full moon. And then you see Mercury, you see Venus, and it's stunning.
You're right. There's still a lot. I think it's a testament to nature that even in the suburbs, even in the city, dare I say, nature fights back.
Or the other day I was walking in our neighborhood and all of a sudden I came upon this place where all these multicolored leaves fell out of this tree into this spot, and it was spectacular.
Even I think it's beautiful in my neighborhood the way that there are trees on either side, so they kind of arc over.
Yeah.
Create an archway. It's really beautiful. And my favorite thing is even in cities, even in suburbs, it's actually growing more common because of highways that it draws them in all the time. I see hawks
exactly
all over, and it's because of the roadkill. So whenever I'm driving, I see like 5 hawks. It's so beautiful.
Even better, every morning there's a hawk that eats its breakfast on our back fence.
I'll come have my breakfast with your hawk every morning.
He's huge and beautiful.
They're so
a little
pretty.
Disgusting what he's eating, but
wow.
He's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He's amazing. So if we... But the technological world, the digital world is going so fast that if we go outside, slow down, look, think.
Yeah. I also think the nature of the digital world puts everything at our fingertips and it destroys awe. Because if I see photos of hawks all the time, I don't care. I don't care about seeing a ton of photos. But seeing one in person right before you is really striking.
Yeah.
The reality of it, the size of it, that can't be captured in a little screen. It's like photos of mountains bore me to death because the beauty of seeing a mountain in person is the scale of it. Or photos of the moon. It's, you ever pull out your phone to take a picture of the beautiful moon it's a pinprick?
Yeah.
And it's full moon. It's taking up the whole sky. But it's actually kind of a beautiful thing that certain things can't be captured with a camera.
Yeah.
That, and in the same vein, I think the fact that we have everything at our fingertips makes the world actually feel very small. Because I could text someone in India. I could I could see videos and live streams from India. It's across the world, but I could have that right now, and that makes it feel very close, but it takes away from the vastness, the unreachable, the unbound nature of our world. Because I have had the thought before where I'm like, I see our suburb and it's so packed that I'm like, oh, we have so little space. And that's so unbelievably silly. Because first of all, if you step outside of the Kansas City area, we just have bounds of untouched land. That's just, you drive through it and it's this vast, vast world just in our state alone.
Yeah, that's right.
But when you're on your phone, even though the world seems big through that window, it actually makes that world feel very, very narrow.
Yeah, it makes the world seem narrow. It makes the world seem small. And then we begin to think that we are very small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as they say on the internet, maybe we all need to touch grass.
Touch grass, touch a mountain, touch an ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch a hawk.
Don't touch a hawk. Don't touch a bear. This is a PSA now.
Thank you for the good conversation.
Thank you.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.